Hello and welcome back to the podcast of Steel. I am your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and this is a solo episode. It is me talking about Project Hail Mary, the movie, the book, and these books behind me, and my love for books. I wasn't a big reader in school. I got by. Graphic novels were my introduction to books, as for many people out there. Comics are a fantastic reading tool and a stepping stone into the world of literature. And I stopped reading for quite a few years. I was still reading comics and enjoying graphic novels, but I wanted to get back into reading books. And so I just started a few years ago. My New Year's resolution was just to read as much as I possibly could. And when I did, I didn't stop and haven't stopped. Probably one of the biggest things to do with my eyesight recently is the fact that I'm getting to that stage in life when I need the readers. And reading for me has become a superpower. It's been a way for me to relax, to educate myself, to visit new worlds, to get lost in somebody else's story, to find myself in other people's words. And it's been a wonderful journey. I've had some fantastic book recommendations over the years, and I'm loving doing that for others, suggesting books that people might like and letting them maybe leave some comfort zones and try something new. There are so many books and stories out there in the world that it is impossible to, you know, take a chunk out of that. If I could, I would love to just spend my days reading. Sadly, responsibilities and all, I can't do that. But as long as I've got a book nearby, like the ones I've got behind me that I will be talking about, I'm happy. If I'm traveling, if I'm going to work, if I'm on a lunch break, if I've got half an hour to spare, I'll sit down and try and lose myself in a few pages. And on this podcast, I will be doing that. I will be talking about some of the books that have had a huge impact on my life, the books that have made me laugh and made me cry. But firstly, I need to talk about a book that was recommended to me a lot last year, and you can probably tell from the thumbnail what that book is. This book and film is everywhere right now, and it's so happy. The Girlfriend of Steel surprised me with cinema tickets to an IMAX screening of this film, and she's not a guest on this episode, but she is an avid book reader, and I think she will be joining me on a future episode to talk about her love of books. But she got to witness me experience this film, and I will get to talk about that in a moment. But wow, an amazing book. As I said, this book was my most recommended of 2025, and I started this year by reading this book. Couldn't put it down. Loved it. I've been enjoying the audiobook by Ray Porter as well, which is just an amazing way to enjoy books too. And this book, though, this story, these characters, Rocky and Grace, and this world, and this book, it's a bit of a whopper, was a great way to start 2026. And watching that film as a birthday treat was a wonderful experience and a memory that I will cling on to for a long time. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about this book and this film to begin with. And then I will talk about these books behind me that have really just blown my mind when it comes to literature. But yes, Project Hail Mary. This book, that there's going to be spoilers in this. I'm going to put that out there right now. There will be spoilers in this podcast about this book and the film. But it's very scientific, but it is explained in a way that makes me not only understand it, but want to learn more about science and space. Opens up in a powerful way with a guy coming out of a coma, not knowing who he is, not knowing where he is, not knowing what's going on. But slowly, as the book progresses, we get flashbacks into this character's world. And we find out with a bombshell that he's on a spaceship in space. And he's pretty much trying to save the world as to find out why Earth is dying. And so maybe I won't give out too many spoilers, but there will be a few from the film. The trailers gave away so much that I wasn't too happy about, but when this book finally did introduce Rocky, I was like, okay, now I'm even more invested. I want to know where this relationship is going to go. I want to see more about these characters. And it was beautiful. The comedy, the friendship, the bravery, the intelligence of both Rocky and Grace was a beautiful thing to experience. And it was an adventure reading this book. I couldn't put it down. Some long chapters, some very exciting descriptive chapters about space, about the beauty and science of space travel. And if anything, I really hope this book and this film helps pave the way for the next generation of astronauts and space scientists. And it's an inspirational read and an inspirational movie. And I think you should all enjoy the book and the film. Something that I did start this year that I will get into as well is my new review book, A Wonderful Journal. And I'm trying to write down everything that I read and watch and enjoy in 2026. Books and films and TV. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the whole world. Albert Einstein. But yes, it's a fantastic journal, and I've got a bit filled up so far. I've read a few books and watched a few films, but my first book of 2026 that is in here is Project Hail Mary. January 5th took me 5 days to read this book. Could not put it down. Project Hail Mary, Andy Weir, 2021. Sci-fi and a buddy movie in one. It got suggested a lot last year. I see why. The science language was not forced and didn't make me feel stupid. I saw every star, felt every explosive piece of tension. I heard Rocky's musical words. Grace is a hero. I'm looking forward to the film and to enjoy the book again. A beautiful tale of friendship and teamwork. Be like Rocky. And that was a fair review. And now my other review that I'm going to talk about soon was written in my trusty Daily Planet journal. I never leave home without it. And I write these when I go and see films. Hence why the handwriting is just so dreadful. I did write down, though, this was an IMAX screen. And I got to see that He-Man trailer. And wow, that flew off the screen and got me excited. And but yes, some of the notes that I wrote in between crying and laughing and gasping. I can read my own writing. Rotating angles. The camera work in this film was amazing. The tricks they used were just really just grabbed you and made you a part of the story. Yes, we do see the spaceship a lot and how it rotates and how, you know, there's a big part of the spoiler in the book about why it does rotate, but so do the camera angles, and we see that both on space, in space, and on Earth, and it was amazing to watch that, and it made me feel a bit, you know, anti-gravity. You were sort of in that moment of going round and being weightless. Fun stuff, fun film to watch. I say big screens are a must for me. I love getting lost in the screen, and an IMAX screen for this film was just perfectly put. I've seen some footage of screens around the world, and some just enormous, enormous screens that just would melt my face with this film. The visuals in this film. When we see space and we see stars and we see explosions and we see planets, they fly off the screen. The science behind this film is something that I want to look at and find out how they made this movie. And the puppetry as well, because Rocky was just a wonderful, wonderful character brought to life. I think we all have different images of people when we read a book. That is what is so special about that, is that you create that vision, you create that voice, you create this world of characters, which is why a book can mean something different to every single person. Yes, a character is described, you get to see what they look like and what they act like, but to bring a character to life is difficult, which is why when I saw the first trailer for this film, I already had a vision of Rocky and Grace in my head. And I wasn't too sure what I was going to see when this trailer came out. But I was happy when I did. Again, trailers tend to give too much away, but it was a great trailer and got me grabbed my attention and got me ready to watch this film. And I was speaking to Jeremy from All on the Board and All About Movies, and he has been trying so hard to avoid trailers, to avoid anything to do with the film, and he succeeded. And he did a great job of sharing his review. And he said how he was excited for me to watch this film and what I would take away from it. And I did take away a lot. This film took a lot from me as well. My goodness me. Lots of tears and smiles. There are so many moments of drama within this book. There's tension. There's threat. There's hope and so much joy. And we got that from the film. It managed to grab that buddy movie element from the book and put it on the big screen. Ryan Gosling did such an amazing job of bringing Grace to life. And I'm going to go and see it again for sure. But just thinking back and thinking about the scenes that we got to see, the music, the effects was magnificent. It runs a lot like the book in the fact that it's lots of flashbacks, finding out how Grace got on the ship, why they're in space, why Earth and the world needs to be saved, and that budding relationship between Rocky and Grace was just magic. And don't get me started on the t-shirts and the jumpers. The internet has blown up over the weekend from people that have enjoyed this film. Grace wears some fantastic cardigans and t-shirts and sweaters, and they're not available to buy, which I think is a big, big miss by the marketing team, because the fashion in this film was wonderful. And I want those jumpers. I want those t-shirts. The one thing, though, that did upset me a little bit, being a glasses wearer, is that a lot of the time you see Grace wear his glasses like this. Don't do this. It's really bad for your glasses. And what I found out is it's really bad for continuity. Because one day Ryan Gosling on set took his glasses off like that and just left them there. And for the rest of the film, it had to stick for continuity reasons. So yeah, don't wear your glasses like this. It's not safe. You will lose them. You will break them. But that was one of the only minor quips I had about the film. I would have loved for this film to be like 5 hours long, so they managed to get everything from the book in the film. There are some parts of the book that weren't mentioned, some characters that weren't in there, but they managed to do so much. And add a few bits more. If you haven't seen this film yet, I'm sorry, there's a spoiler coming, but there is a huge Superman 1978 reference from Ryan Gosling. And I loved it. I smiled and gasped and laughed when it happened. And it was a fantastic moment. And in that moment, it was almost like, was this Superman scene added for me? And that is what the power of a good book or a good film can do. If you see something within it that makes you feel a connection to the character and the storyline, it brings you into that moment. And for me, that Superman 78 reference was just an absolute joy. It felt like a nod and a wink from the directors. And again, it just made me a part of the movie experience, which is what I love about cinema. It takes you out of the norm. It takes you out of everything else. It is escapism at its finest. And this film, it's getting people into the cinemas. It's making some fantastic money. And I hope it progresses, that more big films happen because good stories are being told on the big screen. And we get more people going to the cinema. And we get more of a future of storytelling. It's always a risk that we are going to lose cinemas. And I really don't want that to happen. And this film is going to get people into the cinema, watching it, talking about the film, talking about the book. And I'm so happy for that, because this is my little dog-eared copy that has travelled about with me. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to enjoy it. But people out there that have read this book understand why this film is such a great representation. They really tried hard to bring this book to life, and they have done. As I said, it was recommended to me last year, and I've been talking about it with friends and book lovers since. And it's one of those films that just gives you so much joy. I was excited to watch this. There was suspense. I left the cinema after watching this film, and I felt the same way after watching Superman 2025 for the first time in the cinema. I was filled with hope. I was filled with joy. I wanted to be a better person because of Superman, because of Grace, and because of Rocky. Three fantastic role models. And that is the power of a good book and the power of cinema. It makes you feel something. And I can't wait to see it again. I can't wait to keep talking about it. I will do for quite some time, but it was a joy, an absolute joy. Some of my other very, again, messy notes. There was a fantastic part where Grace and Rocky were having show and tell. They were bringing things to each other through their space containers. And it was a fun little moment. I wrote that down. The fact that there's not much dialogue in this film. I like scenes in a movie when that happens. A lot like Castaway with Tom Hanks. There are beautiful visual moments where the story really is told by fantastic visuals. And they did a lot of that in this film. At one point, Ryan Gosling was wearing a Cats the Musical t-shirt, which I thought was wonderful for some reason, and I had to write that down. Find somebody to be brave for was a beautiful line. I'm probably absolutely misquoting it, but I wrote that down because it hit me. Find somebody to be brave for. Love that. Superman reference, big letters. Whoop, there it is. That was another quote from the film, which was fantastic. When Rocky finally gets a voice, as it were, we hear a few, including the magnificent work from the queen, that is Meryl Streep. A brilliant, brilliant cameo. And also Ray Porter cameoed in the film as well, which I thought was a beautiful, beautiful nod. But it's funny, it's dramatic. There was just a pure journey of friendship between Grace and Rocky. And those were the moments where, after knowing what the book was going to happen, I was tense, I was scared, I was getting emotional before scenes had even happened because I knew what was coming next. But, as I said, done so well. Done so well. Winds of Change by Scorpion. A fantastic song. That happened in there, and I wasn't expecting that. The soundtrack is magnificent. And I know we've had a lot of Harry Styles singing. We've had all that. We've had that song all over social media, but the whole soundtrack was amazing. And I'm looking forward to experiencing that more as well. And I wrote down Flight of the Navigator. There is a fantastic sort of part of the ship where there's almost like the sphere in Las Vegas. Images and video are projected within this sphere. It's like a smaller version of that. And I felt that was very Flight of the Navigator for me, that classic 80s sci-fi movie. And sci-fi fans out there will see so many other films in this. You will see Star Wars. You will see E.T. You will see more modern films like Gravity and Inception with those crazy camera angles. But you're going to get something out of this film. That is a guarantee. You will enjoy this film. You will see something in yourself from this film, and it was just a beautiful way to bring this book to life. I'm really looking forward to going back and watching it again and seeing some of the things that I might have missed and laughing at Rocky and Grace and crying at Rocky and Grace and wanting more of those t-shirts and cardigans from the wardrobe. But it was a wonderful book. Andy Weir has done some amazing work over the years. I'm going to read some more of his work next. I've not read The Martian. I have enjoyed the film. But knowing now what Andy Weir can do with his words, I want to experience more of that. My to-be-read pile is ever growing. This pile behind me are books that I have enjoyed. I've got a pile over there hidden in the mess of the Fortress of Solitude where I've got lots of books to be enjoyed this year. And that's why coming, just stepping away from this talk of the book and this film, I want to do more podcasts about books. I want to speak with more authors. And what's very fun is very soon, I've got a bit of a teaser. I've got a very fun interview coming. And this particular person, I'm being coy here, works with space, knows about space, loves space and space travel. And it's going to be a very exciting chat. So stay tuned because that is coming soon as well. But I will be speaking with more podcasts, making more podcasts about books in the future, talking with book lovers, hopefully talking with some authors as well, because some of the authors that I've read over the last 2 years have such an impact on my life and have helped my love for reading. I would love to be able to sit down and talk with them and thank them about what they have done for me and what they have turned me into a reader. And as you know, I love passing on thanks when it comes to talking to people from comics or from movies or from anybody that has brought me joy. It could be from a comic or a book or a film. I want to say thank you for your hard work and what you have done for me. So hopefully in the future, I will be speaking with more authors and book lovers. It's another part of the world that I've found to enjoy. And I love that, to be able to find something that does make you smile, helps you relax, helps you escape. And that's what books have been for me. They were started off as a way to step away from screens and rest my eyes a little bit. That didn't work because now I've got bad eyes from reading too much. But I would happily wear glasses 24 hours a day to be able to read as much as I possibly could. But at the same time, also find some time to be on digital screens as well. So Kindles and books and audiobooks, whatever way you get a book into your life, do it, because they will bring you so much joy. And my algorithm has told me so, because I'm seeing book reviews, I'm seeing book fans, I'm learning about new books, I'm adding to my TBR every single day, and I want to talk more about that. And so yes, The Geek of Steel and the Podcast of Steel is always going to be based around the world of Superman, but there are Superman books out there as well. But this is just the Podcast of Steel has always been a way for me to talk about the things that bring me joy and how I can spread that joy on the internet. And I'm looking forward to sharing my love for books with perhaps a new audience and with people that might want to start their own reading journey as well. So, yeah, a short and sweet a review of Project Hail Mary with the book and the film. It's out now. Please go and see it. Please go and enjoy it. Please talk to me about it and tell me what you loved and what made you cry. And it's its first weekend now. It's made a lot of money. And I'm so glad that people are going to the cinema and enjoying it and talking about it. And yes, I can't wait to see it again. Now, as you can see, there are a pile of books here behind me, ones that I've enjoyed over the last few years. I use an app that I've got up on my screen called Storygraph. It helps me log what I've been reading. It helps me find more books. And once a month, it gives me sort of a reading list, sort of a rundown of what I've read that month and what I've enjoyed. And it's a great tool to sort of keep track. The girlfriend of Steel and I, last year, our reading challenge was we wanted to read as many books as possible. Sam, the girlfriend of Steel, wanted to read 60 books, and me being me said, okay, I'm going to read 61. And I did. But she said some great words of wisdom earlier on this year, and that was, you don't read for the sake of counting pages. You read for the fun of reading, not just to finish a book or to complete that book. You read for the fun of reading. And there have been some books that I have given up on. I just didn't get that click. It normally takes me a few chapters to really get myself immersed in the book and the story. But if I'm not feeling it after three or four or five chapters, it's going to be put aside and I'm going to find room and time for a book that I will get enjoyment out of. One of the books that I did read when I first started reading, I was not easy on myself. I read a few short books and then bang, straight into The Count of Monte Cristo. Not Luke's wisest choice, but I did enjoy the book and it helped me become the reader that I am today. I wanted to read some tough books and some harder books, and this book, even though it was enjoyable, it's lengthy, but it is a fantastic adventure book, a story of revenge, and I enjoyed every moment, and I can see why it is on a lot of people's lists. Before I went to see Project Hail Mary, I did visit a fantastic secondhand bookshop in Chichester called Chichester Books. Wonderfully quaint, with books everywhere and comics. I was very happy about that. But just to be in a room filled with books, books that I've been read and enjoyed over the decades, was a wonderful place to be in, which is why I love bookshops and libraries, to be surrounded by pages and words and facts and stories and history. It's a wonderful place to be. But as I was leaving, after I made my purchases, I said to the person on the till, "What's your favourite book?" And bang, straight away, The Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde, which is a book that I enjoyed last year. And to have that, you know, answer ready instantly, everyone has that book, I feel, that they recommend to people or something that means to them. And it was a fantastic book. I haven't really got that yet. I've not got that one book that I can say, bang, that's my favourite. I'm still finding my favourite author, my favourite genre, my favourite type of book. And there are so many out there that I'm enjoying the process. I just want as many books as possible. And some of these books behind me, these have been the ones that have, again, stuck with me. There are so many books out there in the world. So I'm always appreciative of more recommendations, more suggested reads, more new authors for me to get lost in. And these behind me, these are ones that I have enjoyed, ones that I've been gifted to me and books that people have thought, I think you're going to enjoy that. And if you're going to like this, you're going to love that. The Girlfriend of Steel is a huge fan of the Harry Potter books. And when I explained that I hadn't read the books, but I've enjoyed the films, she was like, not the same thing, not the same thing. And I was like, yes, I know that classic cliche that the book is always going to be better than the film. I understand that, but I just didn't read the books. And then I started reading them and couldn't stop. And then I got to a point where I was like, well, there are so many more books out there in the world. I need to enjoy them all. And I paused from that moment of reading the Harry Potter books. And for those that want to know, The Prisoner of Azkaban has been my favourite book so far. Goblet of Fire was good. Don't get me wrong. My boy! Sorry, I can't help that. but I enjoyed them a lot. And my birthday was last week on St. Patrick's Day. And the Girlfriend of Steel, she said, I need you to finish these books before your birthday. That was the challenge. And I think it was just beginning into the new year. I thought, right, I've got to get these books finished. Let's commit. And again, it wasn't just reading to get them read. I wanted to enjoy reading them. And I so did. And I was getting more and more into the story, finding out more surprises. The Girlfriend of Steel was enjoying my process as I was learning things about the book and seeing things, and she was waiting for things to happen. And there were some chapters that were quite long, and as I was trying to go to sleep and put the book down, she'd be like, what's happened there? And she was like, well, you might want to read one more chapter. I was like, no, how dare you? But you are right, so let me just continue reading. But I enjoyed all those books. And really, when I turned the page on the last book, it was a sad ending. But as I read the book, I would watch the film once I was done. And again, it's like, yeah, these films are good. nowhere near as special as the books. And that was it for me. I was like, okay, I get it. You've proven me wrong yet again. Well done for always being right. But it was a great journey. As I said, it was my birthday last week, and the girlfriend of Steel, she was very adamant. She wanted me to finish the Harry Potter books before my birthday. And I realized why, because this was my reward. I'm going to the Harry Potter Warner Brothers studio tour. She made me a special custom ticket just for the event. And I can't wait. It's going to be an amazing day. I did the studio tour in LA a few years ago with Paul from DC World, and it was an amazing experience. But this one, to see the making of the Harry Potter movies, is going to be a grand day out, and I can't wait for it. But yes, let's get to the books. Let's get to some of the books that I've enjoyed over the years. And I think with this addition to the podcast, I'll be sharing each month, I think, the books that I've enjoyed. My current sort of a record for reading, as it were, is about 4 to 5 books a month. That's what I can manage at the moment. But these are some of the books that have hit me hard over the last few years. The List of Suspicious Things. These are just, again, books that have hit me and stayed with me. And this was a fast read. It's mysterious. There's twists and turns. There's humor. There's history. It was a great read. Now, on to this, which was my current read. My Superman bookmark is on my page right now. I've got about 50 pages left of this. Dungeon Crawler Carl by Matt Dinneman. Wow. This is fun. Again, this was recommended a lot to me last year. Enjoying every single chapter. It's rude. It's funny. It's got geeky references in there. So essentially what happens in this amazing book is that Carl, Dungeon Crawler Carl, ends up in a real life world of Dungeons and Dragons / Battle Royale / Hunger Games. And it's silly, it's gory, it's dramatic, it's exciting. I won't go into too many spoilers of this book. I managed to avoid a lot, but his, let's say his teammate in this book is hilarious. And I can't wait for this book to finish, because I know there are more books in this series, and I'm excited to get lost in that world. Next up, last year, there was a big part of my brain that needed to be educated about mortality. I wanted to learn about what happens to our bodies after we die. And from speaking one day with somebody that worked in a crematorium, and I had a few curious questions, I wanted to know more. And I said, look, please tell me as much as you can, this person. What do you know about the world of cremating? And they told me a lot, and I was curious. And I was like, right, what else can I do? And they said, right, read these books. Read a lot of books. And I did. I learned how there are so many different sort of rituals around the world when we pass away. And it was really interesting to learn more about that at my speed. And from that, I learned then into autopsies and the world of criminology, which was just fascinating. And this book by the wonderful Dr. Richard Shepherd, Unnatural Causes. He is a forensic pathologist, and fascinating stories, an absolutely wonderfully intelligent man. And I went to one of his tours last year, one of his talking events, and it was fascinating to learn more about his work and his life. So again, this book, can't recommend it enough, Unnatural Causes. And yeah, there was a lot of fiction and non-fiction. Right now I'm on a fiction kick. I'm enjoying the world of escapism, but there are some books in the background that will educate me more about the world this year. Next up, I love time travel, and this one, The First 15 Lives of Harry August, was amazing. So much respect to the space-time continuum. funny at times, sad and dark at times as well. But if you love time travel and you love history, you'll enjoy this book. And another one, which I'll be reading, as well as cozy crimes, like the Thursday Murder Club and the Marlowe Murders, which are fantastic. I've been finding little books like this, The Curious Charms of Arthur Pepper. It's a sad part of the story, but his wife passes away. His wife that he loved dearly and knew everything about. But then one day he finds a charm bracelet in one of her old shoes. And he finds more about her life through the charms on this bracelet. And it turns out his wife had a very exciting and exotic life. And he went from being a shy, reclusive old man into this brave, charming individual that traveled the world looking for answers and learning more about him and his life in the process. A wonderful story. Wonderful. And I'll get to another book in a minute that really hit me. But if you want a funny book, there we go. This is the A Confederacy of Dunces. This is a hilarious book. It's slapstick. It's satire. There's hints of the TV show Frasier in here. It's comedic. It's very, very fun way to learn more about some American culture. But I can see why this one, when I sort of wanted to learn more about humorous books, that was on the top of a lot of people's lists. And next up, we're going to do it right now. We're going to get into the world of Matt Haig. Matt Haig is a wonderful storyteller. And he's got a new book coming out this year, The Midnight Train. Now, as I put these other books that I've clearly not done a good job of organising. Matt Haig. I've enjoyed a lot of Matt Haig's books over the last 2 years. Both beautiful and inspiring, yet with some mysterious tendencies. Some of the sort of twists and turns that they take you on. One being, I've got here, I believe, The Last Family in England. It's all from the perspective of dogs, which was brilliant. All of, again, they've got quite... I love the artwork on these covers. But anything from Matt Haig is a beautiful and powerful read. I love getting lost in his words. And I say he's got a new book coming out this year. I can't wait to dive into that. But not only are these fantastic works of fiction, we've also got these. Notes on a Nervous Planet and The Comfort Book. Little books, words of wisdom that if you have a bit of a rough day or you want some guidance or you want some nice words to read, pick up these books. They are wonderful. And the fact that I believe, let's have a look. One of these books is it's got some ideas for playlists. And I've created the playlists. They are great. Mr. Haig, you know your music, sir. As well as being a fantastic author, you do create a wonderful playlist. And the fact that you also talk about lists, I do love a list. I should have bookmarked this page. It would have been more professional of me. But he talks about sort of what films to watch if you're having a bad time and what films you should watch in your life. And the fact that Superman is on that list, that's what I'm getting at, is that was a great little touch. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So yes, his works of fiction are beautiful and powerful and helpful. Matt Haig has not had the easiest of lives, but through his pain, through his own journey, he has made some fantastic characters and told some beautiful stories about life, stories that you will find yourself seeing in. You will see yourself in those situations and you will find those moments of joy and hope and a light at the end of the tunnel, as it were. So if you've not read any Matt Haig, I recommend it, and then you will want to keep reading more and more and more. But there are a lot of Matt Haig books out there and I can't recommend them enough. And on to the next book. If you want to make yourself cry, this book, A Man Called Ove which is, I thought, how you pronounced Ove, but I think it's actually Ove, is a beautiful book. Now, this has been turned into a film, two films, in fact, and the American version is A Man Called Otto with the fantastic Tom Hanks. This is a book about a very grumpy man. I'm not going to spoil too much about this book because I would love you to read this book for the first time and just have your mind melted by fantastic storytelling, because I could not put this book down. It was such a glorious and sad and hard read at times. But to see the life that Ove had was sad, beautiful, and inspirational. It felt at times like my heart was being crushed, and then it felt like it was being hugged. A powerful, powerful read. So if you haven't enjoyed this, I really can't recommend it enough. Frederick Backman has written some fantastic work and was on a lot of my books last year. I think I might have to do a podcast just dedicated to the work of Frederick, because they are just powerful, powerful stories. But this especially, A Man Called Ove, or Ove, please read it and talk to me so we can cry about these characters and laugh about these characters at the same time. Next up, another powerful read. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This was another fast read. It's quite a short book, but powerful. And again, there were some moments of comedy in this book as well. And joy. Learning about life and conditions and situations that I don't know too much about, books have given me that insight, that awareness about what people go through and how people overcome certain situations. And this was a delightful book. Now, on the note, somebody said, how can you afford to read so many books a month? Go to your local library, go to a charity shop. There are websites out there where you can buy secondhand books. You can swap books with people. Books are meant to be enjoyed. And yes, they can be expensive, but there are ways and alternatives out there to make book reading more affordable. And if you've got any books out there that you want to swap, if you want to recommend a book, then I will send one back and recommend a book to you. I think that could be quite fun. You've got another Matt Hay book, The Life Impossible, behind me. Again, a fantastic, beautiful read. I do like hardbacks. I know I've made this joke many times before. I like big books, and I cannot lie. They're all behind me and around me. But there's something about a hardback that is fun to read. But I do like a smaller book if I'm traveling or on the move. But yes, this book, The Life Impossible. When I start a book that I know I've got on my to-be-read pile, it won't last long until I finished it. And this was a very quick read, a very quick read, and a beautiful story. Again, with a little bit of magic, a little bit of a mystery, as well as beautiful character telling. Read it if you've not read it. Enjoyable, fantastic book. I think I'm going to put this out there. I think I need to speak with Jeremy and Ian from All on the Board to talk about their books that they've had published. We know that they create some fantastic and inspiring whiteboard signs on the London Underground, but I know their books are both inspirational and funny and motivational. So I think they could be a guest in the future to talk about books and creating books. And Blade Runner, fantastic read. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Or Blade Runner. This was a fast read. Beautiful, beautiful sci-fi. Again, I'm trying to find my go-to genre. I've read fantasy. I've read fiction. I've read medical books. I've read murder mysteries and thrillers. There was a point a few years ago where I'm still doing it. I'm still trying to read my way through Terry Pratchett's Discworld series. wonderful, charming books and a world that I often see myself escaping into. Man, I would love to visit some of the cities and countries and shops and bars of Discworld, this magical universe that was created. But that's why I'm still finding that there are so many worlds and characters that you all visit and meet in a book. I felt like I've met some of these characters and enjoyed conversations with them. And I see that in the people that I meet. I see characters and I see resemblances to the people that I've enjoyed reading about. And really, this journey of book reading that I've put myself on has been a wonderful journey, and I don't want it to end. No matter what it's doing to my eyesight, I'm enjoying reading books. And some books are hard to read. This book that I'm currently making my way through by Jeremy Renner, My Next Breath. This is all about the dreadful accident that happened to Jeremy Renner a few years ago. And I knew the accident was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. I tried to disassociate myself from that situation quite a few years ago. Some people may know this. I was run down by a car. I wasn't in the best situation afterwards, funnily enough, but I don't remember a lot of it. I think I tried to block some of those memories out by reading this book and reading what Jeremy went through. I opened up a few doors that I thought that I had locked, and it made this not more difficult to read, but more insightful. And to hear about what he went through and his road to recovery, it's truly an inspirational read. And I want to read more memoirs and autobiographies this year. And this one was a great one to start with. So yes, books, read them. They're good for you. As are movies and video games and comics and podcasts. The world of escapism is out there. The world for us to enjoy things. And it can be overwhelming when I go into a bookshop and see so many titles and so many films that I've not yet seen, so many songs and so many musicals that are out there to be enjoyed. That, again, it can be overwhelming. So for me, this reading journey of finding more characters and more stories and more real life people to be entertained and inspired by has been so good for me to be on this reading journey. And I'm looking forward to seeing what more characters and what more worlds I can visit over the years of being a reader. People out there that have got recommendations, please give them to me. I want as many books in my life as possible, which has proven to be a bit of a problem because when I read them, I don't want to throw them away. Some books do get donated, but the ones that hit me hard, the books that I've shown you in this video, they're the ones that stay. Those are the ones that are going to be on my forever bookshelf, as it were. And that was another episode of the Podcast of Steel, talking about Project Hail Mary and my love for books, which is going to continue. There are books all around me, just precariously leaned up and piled up all around. But Project Hail Mary, a fantastic read by Andy Weir and an amazing film. Go and read it, go and watch it, go and enjoy it. And I'll be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel, talking about Superman, talking about books, talking about comics, talking about life. I love sharing joy. I love hearing other people's joy, what brings them happiness. And that's what I like to do. It's what I do. And I'll be doing lots more of it in the future. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. The links to all my social media pages are within this podcast and this video. And again, if you've got something that brings you joy, if you've got a book that means the world to you, let me know. Let's talk about it. Let's share the things that give us happiness. The world right now needs as much of that as possible. Take care. Stay super. And I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.